I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So this is some of the data that we use. I think the first of our couple visits with, no, this is maybe one of the second visits with new Minneapolis Police Chief O'Hara. I'll just look at, I'm going to look at two WCCO TV stories. Carjackings in Minneapolis are down 45%. This was as of April. Okay. However, car thefts are up almost 100%. Right? Last week alone, 190 cars were stolen. And I know I could even go back here to the KSTP story, because this was like about a week later. This was the Jake Hole story that we used some of the data on. Minneapolis police at the time showed there had been 2,725 auto thefts in 2023, and the story was reported April 12th, compared to 1,300 last year. So, yeah, some of the carjackings may be gone, where they've got a gun in front of you. But stealing cars has slowed down. And I know there's a lot of blame on the two Kias and Hyundais. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And why those manufacturers haven't made it more difficult since, I have no idea. Unless some of their policy is, hey, we got your money. Good on you. And I know we've had some people text us saying, well, if you have those vehicles, there's something you can buy which can make it much more difficult. Let's not forget the responsibility of the criminals who are taking the cars. I mean, there isn't the need for either a manufacturer to say, hey, we need to do more, if somebody wouldn't have put a TikTok out there and showed apparently how easy it is. And it comes up again today because Reg Chapman with the story in the last hour or so. Police say a pursuit of a stolen vehicle ended in North Minneapolis Monday when the driver hit another car and both vehicles crashed into a bus shelter. Crash occurred 55 and Penn Avenue North. Reg Chapman, great reporter for Channel 4, is reporting there were five juveniles in the stolen vehicle, and all were hospitalized after the crash. The injuries were serious, but not criminal. The driver of the other vehicle suffered minor injuries at worst, the sergeant said. The bus shelter, totally destroyed. Police, by the way, said the stolen car was involved in several robberies at gunpoint in South Minneapolis Monday. Several stolen car, and then driving so dangerous, you hit another vehicle. What did O'Hara say with us about his anger about this, that they know so many of these juveniles are doing it over and over and over again? And they're basically going in and out of the police department.
Barely in.
Barely in. That might have even been his quote.
Yes.
What in the hell is wrong with our system right now? Not calling for a firing squad. I understand how we can look at juveniles compared to adults. I also understand something. If you're habitual, that guess what? We move up the chain of punishments. And where Minneapolis has made notable progress in some of the serious crimes, and that should not be forgotten. And now let's see what happens the 3 months of summer. Let's see how it compares to last year. And let's also respond to the folks who continue to tell me I would never come down there during the day. Knock it off. You're foolish. If you're not coming down here 9 to 4, I think you're not being realistic about what's going on. Absolutely, it's better down here when we got more people at Target and U.S. Bank and WCC Radio, whatever it might be. And absolutely 100%, without a doubt, we have more places downtown at night, not as safe as they once were. We can have that conversation. But, Dave, on this, that we continue to have a wave, a raft, a plethora, a high number of juveniles who think, I'm just going to take the car. And it wasn't just O'Hara. It's other police officers we've had on the show where they're not stealing the car most of the time to then sell and make money. They're just somewhere saying, I'm going to steal this car because we're going to drive 10 minutes away and then we'll just leave it there. Or, more serious like this, we're going to steal a car and then we're going to be involved in more criminality and we think we have a better chance to get away with it because we're in our stolen car.
Mm. Criminality with deadly weapons.
Yes.
Involved.
Yes. So there's degrees. Like, I'm not saying, oh, no, you just stole the car, so you only get a pat on the head. Versus the other ones, we got to punish. Inexcusable that we have not found a way to do both. Yes, rehabilitation for all, in particular for juveniles. But you reach a certain age, Dave, you know this, and you keep doing this, you have to do time. You have to face punishment. As opposed to O'Hara saying, you're basically revolving door. You walk in there, you go back right out, and you engage in the same nonsense.
Yeah, and that's certainly not, you know, he's not advocating for that.
The no, chief, you know, not
he's
at all.
Very much saying, no, we need some accountability. And I think he's pushing hard for that. Certainly seems in his conversations with you. The accountability is not just for those that are caught stealing the car. It's for the next people that might consider stealing the car, right? It's, well, this is a good idea. I don't know what happened to Billy over there. I don't think I want to be locked up for this, right? It's to get the word out that, yes, even if you're a juvenile, there will be some repercussions, some consequences that are much more serious than, hey, good to see you down at the precinct. We'll catch you next time you get picked up.
I'm sure some of these kids or young adults are just laughing. I got arrested. Big deal.
Quite literally. I'm sure they are laughing as they walk out the door.
Cackling.
Yes.
In kind of a mocking way. Whatever. Whatever. So, yes, Kia and Hyundai, I don't know why you did that. Now it sounds like some of their cars are better. But let's not lose sight in any way. The criminals are the main problem. And now let's add those involved in adjusting the law so there is punishment. And hopefully it sends a message, as you laid out. Well, maybe it takes a while to send that message. Well, I wish both would happen at the same time. But if I just have to, if I'm now mayor of the city, at least I get, or city council and how this works too, at least I get those who either it was so egregious or repeat offenders, the punishment is higher. Because when both of us come down here to downtown, on a regular basis, and say, what are you doing? A lot of people can come back in the data and say, wait a second, I just heard you on the radio the other day saying through April 12th, 2,300 vehicles had been stolen in Minneapolis. That's barely into April. I mean, that's 770-some cars, something like that, a month. I drove down here today. So do you.
Mm-hmm.
We both have a little bit of walks to our car. What if somebody's right there? So, or They found a way to break into our car. The city of Minneapolis, and it's not just Minneapolis, cross country. This has to dramatically change. Has to. And it seems like you have some availability to adjust the laws for the proper amount of punishment. Be great if you had 300 more trained officers to do this. I don't know when that's going to happen. But on the punishment, we can control some of that. And it's really pathetic that the collective we look so feckless in trying to stop this. You want to chime in, you can. 651-461-9226. It's 33 past 2 on CCO. All right, right to the calls. Norm, thank you so much for listening to CCO. You're on right now, sir.
Yeah, so I come from the perspective of law enforcement. 26 years, 22 as a school resource officer and juvenile officer. And I think this uptick in juvenile violent crime is these kids are watching the news. They hear, you look at that big murder case in Hennepin County where the new Hennepin County attorney, first degree murder, two 16, 17 year olds should be life without a parole. They put them in Red Wing. They can get out when they're 21. I think these kids are smart enough to think, wow, I steal a car, I carjack a car, do a couple armed robberies. That's less than murder. What am I going to get? Nothing. You also have to look at a book that was written years ago. Jonathan Kellerman, a noted author, he's a clinical child psychologist, wrote a book called Savage Spawn. And it talked about, you know, how long do you incarcerate kids for murder? And it was his as an expert, as a child psychologist, saying if you have kids committing brutal homicides and they lack that moral compass, they need to be locked up forever because they will absolutely do it again. And for the people that want to disagree with me, I think it's fine. Then you would ask your question of, do you feel comfortable having a halfway house in your neighborhood with these violent kids sitting next door or not? I mean, we have to think about public safety.
Yeah. Okay. I listen, when it's murder, that is a very unique circumstance. And then Correct. We get to age, and I think the punishment should be stern. Do I think Yes. every individual who at 14 cannot ever in their life be rehabilitated? I don't. But I also understand murder is a special situation compared to other violent offenses, which are violent offenses for a reason, okay? And let's remember on the case, that's the case where Mary Moriarty made the decision to do that, and Keith Ellison stepped in and said, no,
right.
we're gonna elevate the charges. I didn't agree with either of that scenario. I'll admit, I thought Moriarty was too soft, and then I thought Ellison stepping in, you know, is he really going to step in every time one of the 86 other county attorneys make a decision? Because, I mean, there's a reason why people vote for county attorneys, and we don't always agree. You know, we don't get a chance to vote every time.
Right.
But I understand your perspective because there's a balance, and sometimes enough people aren't willing to say stern punishment is a part of the exchange as opposed to it always has to be how do we find to rehabilitate. One can be part of the other. And thanks so much for the service that you provided. Jan has called in. Jan, go ahead. You're on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Hello. So first of all, I am probably pretty far left center. But on this particular issue of juvenile crime, here's my concern. The whole idea of their brains aren't developed and, you know, till they're 25 and all of that. Okay. Whatever.
There is a level of truth to that, though, right, Jan? I mean,
I understand that. Yeah. No, I understand that. Yeah. But on the other hand, these kids who are committing these crimes are not, it's not an impulse. Oh, look, there's a car. Let's steal it. And then we never do it again. It's consistent, it's planned, and they have an intent. They are smart enough to know that their punishment will be minimal, which also tells me that they have enough brain power to comprehend that that's wrong. I have a six-year-old granddaughter. She knows that's wrong, even though she's six. Now, the other challenge is, okay, that the scientific proof, and I understand this totally, I understand the science behind it, brains aren't developed until they're 25. So why do we allow people to drive until before they're 25? Or
vote, drink, make decisions. Sure.
You know, right. You know, I mean, those are life-altering decisions. So, you know, there's a degree at which we say, well, your brain's not fully developed, but at 16, we think you can manage this.
Thank you, Jan. I appreciate the call. You raised a point. We pattern habitual planning, Dave. That's where the punishment just has to be stronger. It's not believable, but it's reality that we have individuals who are getting arrested, brought in there, and they've been in there multiple times, and they're leaving right away. They're just leaving. And that's not, that isn't to say, hey, if the first time it's so – listen, I'm not saying you even skate the first time. But obviously, we do have levels of punishment which is stronger in all aspects of our life to how often you're doing it and what did you do.
Yeah, there's a big difference between making a mistake and habitual behavior, I think, as Jan put it.
Yeah.
Doing it over and over and over again. And yeah, that's what Chief O'Hare spoke about the last time – He was on the air with you.
Yes.
It's constantly juveniles who they've seen time and time again that their hands are tied.
Next topic has nothing to do with this previous topic. It's the Trib Talker. Keep your shirt on. Let's see. Where do we go with this? Who is the ideal? It's about men. Who's the ideal guy now who should take his shirt off? Not really our forte. Who is the ideal? Do we have Cristiano Ronaldo? He looks tremendous.
It's pretty good.
Ronaldo looks good. Who else is just the abs of steel right now?
It's pretty much any soccer player.
Soccer players.
Yeah, goes with soccer. I mean, Brad Pitt, he's got to be, what, close to 60? He's still there.
Brad still has
He had the shirtless scene in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Still look tremendous.
Yeah.
Senior golfers.
Lumpy.
My boy Lump, he was right in the mix yesterday. Who is the ideal guy who should take his shirt off? Give me an example, because we can go a lot of ways with this, where you saw somebody with a shirt off and you thought, what the hell is going on here? You know, where was it like, this guy's really at this particular location? I don't want to turn this into weight shaming, by the way, either. I don't want to, well, it was the heavy guy. You know, but like which location, where were you where you thought, really, that guy's got the shirt off here? And we'll get to part of the story. So it's a unique places
the
where
produce
the shirt,
aisle?
Yeah, produce, I don't know, voting, presidential debate. I don't know. Where are some odd places where a male has taken his shirt off? And who are the ideal people to take their shirt off now? Again, I guess we're back to athletes, actors, singers. It's kind of the biggest star. Now it's the most fit star. Who you got? 47 past 2 on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.